cattedra.
Uvaženi slušalci, u večerašnjoj katedri čućete predavanje jeromonaha Damaskina, sabrata manastira Platina u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama, koje je održao u četvrtak 11. juna u Crkveno-narodnom domu Svetog Vasilija Ostroškog u Nikšiću, na temu Otac Sevastijan Dabović, srpski apostol Amerike. Emisiju pripremila Senka Čolović.
Dobrodošlicu ocu Damaskinu u ime crkvene opštine Nikšić poželio je jeraj Slobodan Jokić, starešina saborne crkve Svetog Vasilija Ostroškog, podsjetivši da je otac Damaskin prije nekoliko godina bio gost crkvene opštine Nikšić kada je održao veoma zapaženo i posvećeno predavanje o ocu Serafimu Rouzu. Arhimandrit Sevastijan Dabović je po riječima sveštenika Jokića još uvijek nedovoljno poznat u našoj javnosti, iako je bio velika ličnost koja je ostavila neizbrisiv trag u pravoslavlju Amerike. Otac Damaskin je izrazio zadovoljstvo što je još jednom u mogućnosti da posjeti ove prostore i brojna sveta mjesta pravoslavlja u Srbiji i Crnoj Gori, gdje je blagoslovom njegovog preosveštenstva episkopa Budimljansko-Nikšićkog gospodina Joanikija opet boravi u Nikšiću. U uvodnoj riječi svog predavanja, koje je publika u Crkveno-narodnom domu Svetog Vasilija Ostroškog pratila zahvaljujući prevodu Marije Ćelasan i Mladena Durutovića, otac Damaskin je napomenuo da arhimandrita Sevastijana Dabovića smatraju osnivačem Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Americi zbog njegovog velikog doprinosa u širenju evanđeljske istine, nazivan je srpskim apostolom i misionarom, a kandidat je da bude kanonizovan od strane naše pravoslavne crkve.
He was a great missionary who baptized more people than any Serbian priest in America.
He was a great missionary who baptized more people than any Serbian priest in America.
He also founded many, many parishes.
He established many parishes.
He was the first Orthodox priest to be born in the United States.
He was the first Orthodox priest to be born in the United States.
Of any nationality.
Od bilo koje nacije, znači prvi pravoslavni sveštenik.
He was also the first monk to be born in the United States.
Također bio i prvi monah pravoslavni koji je rođen u Americi.
And he became a apostle of universal significance.
Postao je apostol univerzalnog značaja.
Saint Nikolai Velimirović called him the greatest Serbian missionary of modern times.
Sveti vladika Nikola Velimirović ga je nazvao
najveći.
He was born in San Francisco in 1863. And his parents came from Montenegro, from the Bay of Podgora.
Njegovi roditelji su došli iz Crne Gore i zbog Kosovskog zaliva iz Rice.
In the village of Sesovici near Herceg-Novi.
Iz nekog sela blizu Herceg-Novi, evo vi čujete kako on govara.
His parents were Ilija and Jelena Dabović.
Ilija i Jelena Dabović su bili njegovi roditelji.
They were the first recorded Serbian immigrants to the west coast of the United States.
Prvi registrovani imigranti.
Srpski
imigranti.
And they say that Father Sebastian said that he was the first male child born of Serbian parents in the United States.
I bio je prvo muško rođeno dijete, muško dijete rođeno u Americi.
In his family there were seven children.
Sedmoro djece su imali.
So his parents moved from Herceg-Novi to San Francisco and opened up a grocery store there.
Znači preselili su iz Herceg-Novog i otvorili su radnju spiljar.
That was 10 years before Father Sebastian was born.
10 godina prije nego što se on rodio.
And this is what San Francisco looked like when Father Sebastian's parents moved there.
I ovako izgledao San Francisco prije nego što su se njegovi roditelji preselili tamo.
And there, as the San Francisco began to grow, there began to be an Orthodox community established in San Francisco.
Kako se San Francisco razvijao, tako se razvijala i pravoslavna zajednica.
There were Serbs, Russians, Greeks, Syrians.
Znači, da, bilo je Srba, Rusa, Grka.
There was no church, no Orthodox church.
Ali nije bilo pravoslavne crkve.
So the only time that there would be a church, that they'd have a chance to do a church service is when a Russian warship would come and stalk in.
Jedino vrijeme kada bi se održavala služba je kada bi ruski ratni brod došao i na njemu bi služili Turki.
So Father Sebastian was baptized aboard a Russian warship by a Russian terrorist.
Tamo je kršten od Sebastija, znači na ruskom ratnom brodu.
Then in five, when Father Sebastian was five years old,
America kupila Aljasku od Rusije.
And a Russian priest was now assigned in San Francisco.
I ruski sveštenik je od tada, znači, prešao u San Francisco.
And Father Sebastian remembered well the first Orthodox liturgy that was ever celebrated in San Francisco.
I od Sebastian se vrlo dobro sjećao prve pravoslavne liturgije koja je održana u San Francisco.
He was only 4 or 5 years old then. And from the beginning, from the early childhood, he loved the church. He always wanted to be in church.
Od ranog djetinjstva je volio crkvu i rado je posjećivao.
And when he was 9 years old, the Russian bishop of Alaska moved to San Francisco.
Kada je imao 9 godina, ruski episkop se preselio sa Aljaske u San Francisco.
And this Bishop John was the only Bishop John. He was the only Orthodox bishop in all of North and South America. There's only one bishop.
Episcop. Jovan je bio jedini episkop.
Pravoslavni episkop.
Russian bishop.
Ruski episkop. Znači jedini episkop u Sjevernoj i u Sjevernoj Americi.
This is Father Sebastian's family when he was older. This is when he was already a...
Ovo je porodica oca Sebastiana. Kada je on bio?
That's his mother, Jelena.
To je majka.
Jelena. All of his brothers and sisters and their families.
To su braća i sestre njegove i njihove familije.
So Bishop Jovan started a church school in San Francisco.
Znači, episkop Jovan je počeo školu tu podigao.
And among the students there in San Francisco were Native American Indians from Alaska who had come and take part in the church school. And Father Sebastian took part of this church school along with the Native Americans.
Bilo je emigranta.
Među polaznicima je bilo dosta indijana, ali i koliko ih izvrema.
Oni koji su se preselili, koji su krenuli sa njim sa Aljaske.
So Bishop John erected a cathedral in San Francisco.
Podigao katedralu u San Francisco.
And Jovan worked as a chanter in the cathedral and as a teacher.
Church school. Radio je kao...
So when he was, after he graduated from high school, when he was 21 years old, to Alaska.
Kad napunio 21 godinu i završio srednju školu, otišao je na Aljasku.
To St. Michael's Cathedral in Sitka, Alaska.
Svetog Arhangela Mihaila.
In Alaska, in Alaska. And there, there Jovan Dalovic worked as a, once again, as a chanter in the church and as a church school teacher.
I gdje je opet radio kao pojac i kao učitelju crkvenoj školi.
As her father, for where Jovan would chant on the kleros.
Ovo je mjesto sa kojeg je, znači, pojenica.
Now this church in Alaska, and many of the Alaskan churches had been established earlier by St. Innocent of Alaska.
Znači, ova i ostale crkve koje su izgrađene na Aljasci su bile
osnovao ih je Sveti Inokentije Aljaski, njegov ikon.
St. Innocent had baptized many of Native Americans, American Indians, of many different tribes in Alaska.
Krstio je mnogo, znači, tih indijanaca Eskima, te ostalih plemena na njih.
Aleuts, Eskimos, Aleuts.
Eskima, Aleuti.
And also a tribe of the sister called the Tlingits.
Još jedno pleme, ali ne znam tačno koje je.
Tlingits, They were originally from they were originally from Arizona, New Mexico area. And they were very, they were more warlike. Those tribes were more warlike. Yeah, but Saint
Innocent
converted them to Orthodoxy.
Oni ih je, znači, obratio u pravoslavlje, znači,
this is one of the Tlingits.
Ovo je jedan od pripadnika tog plemena.
Now Saint Innocent converted some tribes, but other ones remained still pagans.
Neka je preobratio kršćanstvo, dok su druga plemena još uvijek ostali pagani.
So Father Jovan, when he was a teacher in Sitka, he knew about, he met the Orthodox families in Sitka.
Kad je bio sveštenik tog mjesta Sitka, upoznao je mnoge pravoslavne porodice.
And he heard about another, a pagan tribe, a tribe that was still pagan. They were near the tenth city of what's now the city of Juneau.
Čuo je za jedno pagansko pleme koje živjelo na teritoriji na kojoj danas ima današnji grad Juneau.
And so he trained these native Tlingits who were Orthodox. He trained them to be church teachers and missionaries to go to preach to these pagan tribes.
Ljude iz ovog plemena Tlingita učio ih je, obučavao ih je i spremio ih je da budu oni učitelji da bi išli da ostala paganska plemena preobrate u kršćanstvo i propovijedaju.
And so these Tlingits that Father Sebastian trained, they went and converted this tribe to Orthodox church faith.
I ti ljudi iz tog plemena Tlingita koje je spremio otac Sebastian, tada Jovan, otišli, znači to je i misionari su tom plemenu i na kraju su ga preobratili u kršćanstvo, znači pripadnici sve tog plemena.
And this is the and then the church was established in Juneau. A church, an Orthodox church.
Su, znači, osnovali pravoslavnu crkvu.
And today that's the oldest, continuously still functioning Orthodox church in Alaska.
I danas je to najstarija u upotrebi.
Yeah, the oldest still functioning original
znači, church. Znači najstarija koja je još uvijek u upotrebi, koja se služi crkva na ja.
So this is Father Jovan did this when he was only 21 years old.
Znači sve ovo je obradio kad je bio samo 21 godinu star.
And this became the theme of his whole life, this apostolic zeal or fervor.
To je Božo cilj njegovog života, taj apostolski rad.
And then after 3 years of being in Alaska, Jovan returned to San Francisco. And at that time a new bishop was assigned to San Francisco, Bishop Vladimir.
I u to vrijeme je u San Francisco bio novi episkop Vladimir.
He was an ascetic bishop. Podvižnik. But also very missionary minded.
Ali je bio i veoma široki satan.
He had services in English in San Francisco, so that...
Služio je na engleskom u San Francisco.
And he saw that Jovan was a dedicated servant of the church.
Vidio je da je Jovan posvećen crkvi i službi.
Very soon afterwards he conjured Jovan into a, as a monk.
I vrlo brzo posle toga ga je postigo u monaštvu.
And gave him the name Sebastian.
Dobio ime Sebastian.
And then a week later on the Nativity of Christ, Nativity of Rosas, ordained the deacon. And he had to be the preacher in English, because Bishop Liber didn't speak English very well, so he had Yeoman, or Father Sebastian, Howard Deacon Sebastian, preach sermons in English as a deacon. In the San Francisco Cathedral.
Boju, znači učio ga je da propovije da, znači sam Francisco da propovije da na engleskom.
This is the deacon, higher deacon.
Ovo znači slika već je bio jerđakon.
This is the cathedral that Bishop Vladimir built in San Francisco dedicated to St. Basil the Great.
Ovo je to vasilje veliko posvećena crkva.
Koji je ovaj biskup Vladimir je sazivio.
And then, a year after Father Sebastian was ordained, Bishop Vladimir sent him to Russia to go to seminary.
So, first in St. Petersburg and then in Kiev.
And then, after studying for 2 years in Alaska, Father Sebastian returned to San Francisco. After studying for 2 years in Russia, and that then a new bishop was assigned to
San Francisco.
Bishop Nicholas.
Nicola.
Also a very missionary-minded bishop. And he also saw Father Sebastian was a
Također je vidio u ocu Sebastijanu budućeg apostola. Rukopoložio ga je u sveštenika
1892.
Otac Sebastian je već radio istraživanja o svim ljudima koji žive na zapadnoj obali. Većina ovih ljudi nije imala crkvu da ide u nju. Već je znao da ima oko 1500 pravoslavnih ljudi, a nije bilo crkava.
So right after he was ordained, nekoliko nedelja pošto je rukopoložen, pošao je na misionarsko putovanje. Putovao je većinom na konju, mada je koristio, znači se i vozom, putovao je vozom.
Od San Diego pa do mjesta, what's the place?
This is Vancouver. So as he went along with these places, he established, he gathered together Orthodox Christians from all different nationalities, Russians, Greeks, Syrians, gathered them together and formed communities.
Suda, znači na njegovom putovanju, on je zasnivao pravoslavne zajednice. U tih zajednicama su bili Srbi, Rusi, Grci, Sirici.
So later he established these communities would later establish churches in Portland, Oregon.
Iz ovih, znači zajednica kasnije su se izrodile crkve u Portland, Oregonu, Seattle, Washingtonu.
Tacoma, Washington, and a few other cities in Washington.
I još nekoliko gradova u Washingtonu.
And so Father Sebastian was very good at bringing together all the different Orthodox nationalities. He spoke, of course, in Serbian, English, Russian, and Greek.
Bio je veoma dobar u okupljanju svih tih pravoslavnih naroda, govorio je dobro srpski, engleski, ruski i grčki.
And then, after that, he was given his first parish assignment in Minnesota.
Posle toga dobio je prvi parohijski zadatak u Minnesota.
This man is Orthodox,
Alexis Toff,
his name, Saint Alexis of
Rotary. He's a
saint.
Znači, ovo je
He was a union prince from, I believe, well, I think from Ukraine. And he decided he needed to make his become Orthodox, and so he converted his whole church.
Znači odlučio je on sam da postane pravoslavan i čitavu crkvu svoju je
preveo pravoslavlje.
Zatim je otišao u drugu zajednicu, mjesku, i njih preveo u pravoslavnu crkvu. Kad je otišao u tu drugu zajednicu da ih prevede u pravoslavlje, otac Sebastian je u Minneapolisu. Sada je otac Sebastian otišao u njegovu parohiju da preuzme
ovaj, znači, pravoslavlje. Koja se prekrstio i
prekrstio čitvu tu parohiju u pravoslavlje. Prva crkvena škola u Minneapolisu i sad to kao viša škola.
But he was always concerned about the Serbs in America that had no church.
Kao Srbin uvijek bio zabrinut za sve ostale Srbe u Americi koji nisu imali svoju crkvu u koju bi mogli da idu.
And so when he went to Chicago during that time he was in Minneapolis, he met with the Serbs in Chicago and helped them reform a community.
Za vrijeme svog službanja u Minneapolisu išao je u Chicago i tamošnjim Srbima je pomogao da osnuju prvu
zajednicu.
Samo je on znači bio u posjeti sa episkopom Nikolas. Znači vratio se u San Francisco. I započeo je zidanje katedrale u San Francisco.
And then he was asked to go to the mining town of Jackson, California. It's about a few hours by car. It's about maybe 3 hours from San Francisco. It's
a na mjestu, znači on su neke 3 sata vožnje iz San Francisco.
It was the center of the gold rush, you know, the California gold
rush. Bio je centar zlatne grozne.
Grozne, ljudi koji su dolazili zbog zlata u Ameriku.
And many Serbs is on there to work in the mines.
I mnogi Srbi su još tamo da rade u rudnici.
So he was asked to go to Jackson to baptize a Serbian baby.
Bio je zamoljen da ode u Jackson da krsti srpsku bebu.
And he saw once again there was a lot of all this old mixed pretty large Serbian community and no church.
I vidio je opet da tu postoji jedna velika srpska zajednica, a da nemaju crkvu.
So he organized the service together as a we need to start a church here.
I onda on je organizovao sve Srbe i rekao im da moraju da sagrade crkvu, znači da ostane jednu crkvu. I pričao se ljudima iz lokalne rudnice, znači vlasnike, da prilože za izgradnju crkve. I crkva je osveštana 1894. godine. Episkop Nikolas je osvešten.
And this became the first Serbian Orthodox Church consecrated in the United States.
I ovo je postala prva srpska pravoslavna crkva osveštana u Americi.
In all the Western Hemisphere.
I u čitavoj zapadnoj hemisferi. Srpska crkva je bila posvećena Svetom Savi. Ovo je kako izgleda danas. Ovo je srpsko pravoslavno groblje.
This is an icon that Bishop Nicholas donated to the church, and it's now a memorable working icon, and the miracles have been worked by the Mother of God through this icon.
I ovo je ikona koju je episkop Nikolaj poklonio hramu na njegovom osvećenju i to je čudotvorna ikona.
And it's called the Jackson Mother of God.
I naziva se Jacksonska Bogorodica ili Majka Božja.
And at that time, let me go back a little bit here. Father Sebastian, after he founded the church in Jackson, he went back again to these places in Oregon and Washington, and where he organized communities, and now he established churches.
Pošto je ta crkva osveštana i započeo život u toj crkvi, on se vraćao na mjesta kojima već bio i počeo da osniva i dalje zajednice i da se osnivaju crkve. Znači osnovao 4 parohije, Oregon i
Oregon u
Washington.
Također je išao u Kaliforniju, mjesta gdje je bilo Srba i
California, Fresno, California, where my hometown is.
Fresno, California, dakle,
and Arizona, Bisbee, Arizona.
U Bisbee, u Arizoni.
So there he got communities together and later out of this organization of the Serbian communities, churches would be...
Tih zajednica koje je on ustanovio, vraćao se i te zajednice pretvarao sad u crkve.
And for his missionary work, the Russian church awarded him with a gold cross.
Za taj misionarski rad koji je ostvario dobio je od Ruske crkve zlatni krst. napravili.
I to samo nakon jedne godine.
Da, samo nakon godinu dana.
A ovdje je obično, znači treba 10 godina da bi neko misionarsko grad, da bi neko zaslužio taj.
And then in 1896
vraća se u Srbiju da bi studirao, dolazi u stvari u Srbiju da bi studirao teologiju. Da se vraća u United States i nastavlja svoj misionarski rad, osnivanje parohija.
And he tried to see if the Serbian church would be able to take these Serbian parishes under the Serbian church.
Ovo je znači te parohije koje on osnovao u Americi, kojima su bili Srbi, da govore ljude u Srpskoj pravoslavnoj crkvi, znači u Srbiji, da ih uzmu pod svoje okrilje, da budu
da, pod jurisdikcijom.
And he was fine then, no problem, that would be good.
Nije pravio problem.
Što bi rekao da je to u redu, još
pazno.
Pisao je mitropolit.
Mihajlo Ivanovića.
Tražio je da dole, da oni budu pod jurisdikcijom Srpske pravoslavne crkve. I on dobija odgovor da nije u mogućnosti crkva da odgovori na to, nego da ostanu pod jurisdikcijom Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Bishop in America.
1982. Episkop Tihon postaje novi ruski episkop u Americi.
He was the one that also very missionary minded bishop.
Bio je također episkop koji je radio na misionarskom radu.
And he later came back to Russia and became the patriarch.
Kad se vratio u Rusiju, kasnije postaje patrijarh. To je patrijarh koga svi znamo, koji je puno stradao od komunista, patrijarh Tihon. Još jednom, bio je prvi episkop,
jedini pravoslavni naroda, jer jedino je ruska crkva imala svog
episkopa
u Americi.
He awarded Father Sebastian with the Order of St. Anne, the Tsar of Russia, for his missionary work. Order of St. Anne.
Potem Svete Ane mu je dao za njegov misionarski rad u Americi.
And also, might be interesting for you from Montenegro to know that Prince Nicholas of Montenegro awarded him with the Order of St. Daniel.
I naš princ Nikola ga je odlikovao ordenom
Visoknjaza
Danmarka.
Za pastirsku brigu za Srbe u Americi.
And also, Sebastian wrote articles about Montenegro in the American press, the Latin Americans know about how the people in Montenegro.
Također je on pisao u to vrijeme u američkim novinama, objavljivao svoje članke o crnogorskom narodu i o tome kako
stradanje sa Turcima.
He also, during this time, he unsubstantiated in all of his other labors, he wrote three different books in English about introducing Americans to the Orthodox faith.
Pisao je tri knjige u kojima je želio da upozna Amerikanci sa pravoslavnom vjerom.
And he also worked to bring the Episcopalian Anglicans.
Radio sa episkopalcima i anglikancima, znači da bi ih preveo u pravoslavlje.
And so, St. Tihon appointed Father Sebastian as dean of the Alaskan diocese.
Sveti Tihon ga je postavio za načelnik dekana te aljaske
eparhije. And so Father Sebastian became the dean of all bishop parishes in Alaska.
Kada se vratio u aljasku, postavljen je za nadzornika svih tih parohija na aljasku.
In the
town of Douglas, Alaska, there were several Serbian and Russian families, and so Father Sebastian founded his church in Douglas, Alaska. U Douglas, na aljasku, bilo dosta, znači, pravoslavne porodice, tako da je on napravio ovu crkvu, znači, vidite, svi će on tamo napravio tu crkvu.
And he helped build the church with his own hands.
Bukvalno, znači, pomogao je, on je bio jedan od majstora na crkvi.
And then he went to Butte, Montana,
Onda je otišao u Buick u Montani.
And he actually visited there earlier.
Nije mu to bio prvi put tamo, onda posjeća taj grad.
This was also a big mining town.
Ovo je isto bio veliki rudarski grad.
The copper mining city.
Ali ovdje su bio bakar, znači rudni bakar.
Most of the copper in America was mined in this.
Većina bakra u Americi je bila iz baš tog rudnika.
And many Serbian families moved there to work in the mines.
I mnoge srpske porodice se tamo preselile da bi radile u rudnici.
So Father Sebastian gathered the Serbs together and said, we got to start a church, and through his influence, this Holy Trinity Church was started in Butte, Montana.
On je organizao Srbe i zahvaljujući njegovom trudu napravljena je ova crkva Svete Trojice u Butte, Montana.
This is also one of the Serbian churches in our diocese, Western American diocese today.
I ovo je također crkva koja, u kojoj se i danas služi u Montani.
This is the first priest of that parish.
Ovo je znači prvi svijeva, to je prvi sveštenik u toj parohiji.
And then Saint Tikhon appointed Father Sebastian the head of what he called Serbian Orthodox Mission.
Sveti Tihon ga je postavio za načelnika te srpske misije. Sveti Tihon je bio episkop svim pravoslavnim u Americi, i Srbima i Rusima.
So he was missionary minded. He saw that, you know, it's not good enough to have the Serbs under a Russian bishop or the Arabs, Syrians under a Russian bishop. They should have a Serbian bishop and they should have an Arab bishop.
Pošto je bio sveti čovjek i razmišljao misionarski, razmišljao da je najbolje da svaki narod ima svog čovjeka na čelu. Znači Srbin svog episkopa, da Srbi imaju Srbina, Rusi Rusa. Tako da je htio da bude
episkop. Znači peti Tihon je htio da otac Celestijan bude srpski episkop.
And he elected this, he consecrated this man, Bishop Saint Raphael Halavini, as a bishop for the Arab Syrian.
Syrian episcop, Sveti Rafael.
But the hierarchy in Serbia wasn't ready to.
Ali hijerarhija naša crkvena nije bila baš
u Srbiji, nije bila spremna na takav izazov.
So in the meantime, Saint Tikhon appointed Father Sebastian, he made him an archimandrite, and he made him the head of all the Serbian mission.
Tako da ga je on postavio za arhimandrita i bio je namjesnik te srpske misije u Americi.
And he appointed him to serve in Chicago.
I on ga je postavio u Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. And there was, as I said, there was no Serbian church there yet. Father Sebastian had met with the Serbs earlier, and now that he was appointed the head of his mission, he went to Chicago, met with the Serbs, and said, okay, let's start church now.
U tom momentu u Chicagu nema srpske crkve. On je osnovao tu zajednicu i s njima razgovarao, ali još uvijek nema crkve.
Yeah.
Znači sretao se sa njima i kaže, ajde da napravimo tu crkvu. Tako da je skupio novac i kupio. Znači privremeno su ikonostas postavili. Samo privremeno. I za nedelju dana su već imali službe u ovoj crkvi.
So this became the later they moved to a different location, this became the Holy Resurrection Serbian Orthodox Cathedral in Chicago.
I kasnije su se oni preselili na drugo mjesto, ali ovo postaje, mislim,
crkva Svetog Vaskrsnuća.
And also Father Sebastian started the first Serbian Orthodox newspaper in America.
Također je počeo prve srpske pravoslavne novine u Americi. Nazvane, to su ove novine, zvali su se Glasnik.
So, as I said, he made his Saint Raphael bishop. And Father Sebastian, they wrote to the hierarchy in Serbia.
Kad je pisao otac Sebastian srpskim crkvenim vlastima, oni nisu bili još uvijek sigurni. Znači, vraćamo se na taj moment, oni odgovaraju i nisu još uvijek sigurni za Ameriku. I
znači, nisu upoznati sa situacijom
koja je bila u
Americi i nisu još uvijek sigurni, znači, da još uvijek ne mogu, znači, da postave otac Sebastiana za episkop.
So Saint Tikhon later he was sent in 1905, he was sent back to Russia to be a bishop in Russia.
Znači, episkop Tihon se u to vrijeme 1895. vraća u Rusiju. Tako da je bio tužan što nije mogao da postavi oca Sebastijana za episkopa. Tako da mu je stavio arhimandrijsku mitru. Da dolazi novi episkop ruski u Ameriku, episkop Platon.
He was not so missionary minded.
Nije bio tako misionarskom radu posvećen.
And he also wasn't care about the Serbs like Sveti Tihon did.
I nije tako baš brinuo Srbima kao što je Sveti Tihon.
Later, a year later, this famous earthquake occurred in San Francisco.
Godinu kasnije desio se poznati veliki zemljotres u San Francisco.
This is what happened. No,
znači ovo se poznati skoro čitav grad je bio uništen.
So the church was rebuilt.
Tako da su morali crkvu, su morali opet izgrade. Ovo je crkva, ruska crkva Svete Trojice.
And Father Sebastian came and consecrated this church.
I otac Sebastian je osveštao crkvu.
In the meantime, this is a very hard period of Father Sebastian's life.
Ovo je, znači ovo je bio veoma težak period u životu otac Sebastiana.
Because at this time the Serbian churches, he had found that they did not want to be under a Russian mission.
Zbog toga što srpske crkve koje on osnovao nisu željele da budu pod ruskim episkopom.
And so they saw Father Sebastian, he's under the Russian bishop, they said, we don't want anything to do with Father Sebastian, he's a Russophile, he's too Russian.
Znači nisu htjeli ništa da imaju sa otcem Sebastianom, zato što je on bio, znači, pod upravom ruske crkve, zvali su Rusofilom.
But of course that wasn't fair. Father Sebastian, he wanted the Serbians to have their own bishop, and
naravno, to nije bilo fair, jer otac Sebastijan ne želio da Srbi imaju svog episkopa, ali to u tom trenutku nije bilo moguće.
And the Russian bishop was the only bishop in America.
Ruski episkop bio jedini episkop u Americi.
So, what he really cared about was not whether the Serbs were under the Russians or the Serbs. He wanted to care about the spiritual needs of the Serbian
Znači, on nije brinuo da li su Srbi pod okriljem Ruske crkve, Rusi pod okriljem Srpske crkve, jedino što je njemu bilo bitno je da se zadovoljavaju duhovne potrebe naroda. Znači, da imaju srpskog sveštenika koji će služiti na srpskom i da imaju svoje crkve.
And so Serbian priests were avoiding Father Sebastian.
Znači, srpski sveštenici su bukvalno izbjegavali oca Sebastijana.
And so Father Sebastian said that he couldn't go on with this anymore, so he resigned as the head of the Serbian Orthodox mission.
Oni, znači, oca Sebastijana što on nije mogao da izdrži, tako da je dao otkaz za mjesto namjesnika srpske pravoslavne misije.
And he just went back to establishing Orthodox churches, Serbian Orthodox churches, and serving in churches that had no priests.
Vratio se, znači, osnivanju srpskih crkvenih zajednica i služio je u crkvama koje nisu imale svoje sveštenike. Tako da je osnovao ovu crkvu u Kaliforniji. Otišao je, znači, u Arizonu, pa se onda opet vratio u drugu crkvu u Kaliforniji.
Then in Los Angeles, he established the first Serbian Orthodox Church in Los Angeles. And he wanted to stay in Los Angeles and be the priest of this church.
I htio je da ostane u Los Angelesu da bude sveštenik ove crkve.
But then the Balkan War broke out.
Ali onda, znači, onda 1912. godine počeo je Balkanski rat.
And so Father Sebastian felt he had to go and help the Serbian brothers.
I on je osjećao, znači, da ne može više da ostane u Americi, već da mora da ode u Srbiju i da pomogne srpskoj braći.
And he went to serve in the chapel of the Serbian army for a year.
I služio je kao vojni sveštenik godinu dana.
When he was in Serbia, he was telling Serbian bishops, you need to have a Serbian bishop in America.
Dok je bio u Srbiji, govorio je srpskim episkopima da je potrebno da postoji srpski episkop u Americi. i kao najbolji osoba taj posao uvijek govorio da bi bio sveti vladika Nikola Velimirović. Iako
Nikolaj
nije još uvijek bio episkop, nego je bio i jeromonah.
So then he returned to the United States and he taught at the St. Patron Theological Seminary in New Jersey.
Zatim se vraća u Ameriku i svoj vodnice
pisa.
Ovo je
znači viša škola, škola Svetog Platona.
And he prepared Serbian Orthodox Seminary as an ordination here.
I priprema tu srpsku pravoslavno davanje. Ovo je osnova.
Znači ovo je služba, ovo je ordinacija, znači Svetog Nikolaja u Kanadi.
Then St. Nikolaj, in 1915,
St. Nikolaj came to San Francisco. 1915. Vladika Nikolaj Velimirović dolazi u San Francisco.
Ovo je znači njegova slika iz tog perioda.
And St. Nikolaj marveled and he admired St. Father Sebastian greatly.
Znači, divio se njegovom radu.
Se radu oca Sebastija.
Vidio je da je potpuno posvećen kao misionar Gospodu. Nije imao novca i nije imao nikakvu platu, jer mu ruska crkva nije davala. Nije imao nikakvu platu.
Nije bio više, znači pošto je odustao od njegovog znači, postavljenja koje je imao u ruskoj crkvi kao namisnik za srpsku misiju, kada je dao otkaz za to mjesto, izgubio je platu od ruske crkve.
Tako su mu ljudi davali tu i tamo neki novac. On je, nije čak imao novac ni da kupi hranu.
I
šta god je imao davao ljudima. To je episkop Nikolaj, to je Vladika Nikolaj. Je pričao da sve što je imao i svoje stvari je davao ljudima tako.
He would go to a town where there would be no Orthodox church, there were just a few families together, he would just serve a liturgy for them in their home so they could receive Holy Communion.
Tako da je, ako nije bilo crkava, služio liturgije u njihovim kućama da primili sveto
priče. Godi bilo znači više prava sami formi da njih organizovaju služio u njihovim kućama da bi primili sveto priče.
Then, a year after St. Nikolaj came, this new Russian bishop came.
Ovo je novi episkop ruski,
godinu dana kada je Vladika Nikolaj stigao u Ameriku, znači postavljen novi episkop ruske crkve u Americi.
Znao je da je ovaj srpski
sveštenici
koji nisu htjeli da budu, da. I okrivio je oca Sebastijana i vladiku Nikolaja da su oni krivi za taj problem. Ali naravno to nije bilo fair. I od Sebastijan je rekao ti si previše prosrpski. Znači imali su taj sastanak na kojem mu je episkop rekao eto mi se optužujemo od Sebastijana. I tako su mu srpski sveštenici posle tog sastanka prišli i rekli mu nikad nismo osjećali toliko simpatija prema tebi. On je samo je kao što
je rekao. Nije se branio, samo je slušao
optužbu.
Prije su ga znači optuživali da je bio rusofil, a sada je previše srbofil. Ali znači suština da on nije brinuo za te stvari, da li je pod ovom ili pod onom. Brinuo je za duhovne potrebe svoga naroda.
When World War II occurred, Father Sebastian asked to be released from the Russian church and so he could serve in Serbia.
Kad je počeo svjetski rat, on je tražio otpust iz Ruske crkve da bi mogao da služi u Srbiji.
And he went to serve once again in the chapel in the Serbian army.
I još jednom služi u ovim armijskim crkvama.
Znači,
što kaže,
služio pa vojni svještenik.
Vojni svještenik.
And then there's another amazing thing he did. And so he went back to Serbia.
Znači prvi svjetski rat vraća se u Srbiju.
But before he did that,
ali prije nego što se to desi, što je to uradio,
the auction of all of his possessions, all of his valuable possessions.
Sve što je imao od svojih vrijednih stvari.
Sve što je imao, znači
rasprodao.
For the medical treatment of Serbian soldiers.
Za medicinsku njegu srpskih vojnika.
He's talking about the minor he received.
Znači, prodaje čak i
mitru. Koji je dobio od...
Naprsni.
The jewel cross he was given.
Za zlatni krst koji je dobio kao
nagrad.
Sve ikone. Čak ovu nagradu, medalju Svetane koju je dobio. Sve je prodao.
After I wrote this life of Father Sebastian, I discovered this new information. I keep finding out new information about him.
Ovo je ovo pravoslavni svijet, časopis koji izdaju i otac Samaskin upravo govori da je toliko stvari dok je pisao o otcu Sebastijanu da bi izdali u ovom časopisu, toliko neverovatnih stvari je saznao o njemu.
Znači, posle davanja ove knjige saznao još stvari, znači, stvarno saznao neke nove stvari kojih nema u ovom časopisu.
So then, Father Sebastian returned to America, and Bishop Nikolai now was sent by the Serbian bishops to America to see.
Znači, otac Sebastian se vraća u Ameriku, a episkop Nikola ide u Ameriku da bi...
To see what could be done for the Orthodox Church.
Da bi vidio šta može da se uradi za pravoslavlje u Americi.
And Father Sebastian wrote to Patriarch Dimitri of Serbia, asking him to appoint Bishop Nikolai as Bishop of America.
I otac Sebastian piše Patriarhu Dimitriju, šta da li može da se uradi nešto po pitanju postavljanja episkopa Nikolaja Velimirovića za episkopa u Americi.
But Bishop Nikolai did not want to leave Serbia.
Episkop Nikola nije želio da napusti Srbiju.
And so Father Sebastian was one of the candidates that they were thinking about making
a... Tako da je otac Sebastian bio jedan od kandidata za episkopa, znači razmišljaju se o njemu kao potencijalno.
But instead they elected a younger bishop, younger man,
umjesto njega izabrali su mlađe arhimandrita Margarija koji je postao znači prvi episkop Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Americi.
So then after so he became the first Serbian bishop of America in 1926.
Znači 1926. godine je on postao prvi. I ova znači datum se uzima kao datum formalnog osnivanja Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Americi.
And so after World War II, Father Sebastian traveled many times between America and Serbia.
Nakon Prvog svjetskog rata, otac Sebastian je mnogo puta išao iz Srbije u Ameriku i iz Amerike u Srbiju.
And he worked for the American Bible Society, distributing Bibles in the Balkans.
Radio je za američko biblijsko udruženje i nosio je Biblije na Balkan.
And he continued to serve the Serbian churches in America where they had their priests and even in, like I said, the homes of families.
Nastavio je za službu je u crkvama, američkim crkvama koje nisu imale sveštenika i čak i nastavio znači služenje tih liturgija u kući pravoslavnih ljudi.
Then Father Sebastian also went to Japan several times to missionary work in Japan.
Također nekoliko puta išao u Japan da bi tamo obavljao misionarski rad.
Finally he came to stay in Serbia.
Došao dolazi u Srbiju, dolazi da ostane.
Znači da bude ostatak života provede u Srbiji.
Patrijarh Varnava mu određuje mjesto.
And then in 1938 he went to Žiča. 1938 odlazi u Žiču. And he was always often thought of America. When he was living in Žiči, he kept remembering America.
A dok je bio u Žiči, stalo se sjećao Amerike. A pogotovo San Francisco. I nedostajao, mnogo mu je nedostajao.
There was a priest, Father Jovan.
Bio je sveštenik. Otac Jovan.
Rafajš.
Koji ga je pazio zadnjih par godina.
And right before he died, right before Father Sebastian died, Father Jovan asked him, do you have any wish, Father?
I prije, baš prije nego što je umrao, otac Jovan ga je pitao da li imate neku želju.
Jedino carstvo nebi. Jedino
carstvo.
To su bile njegove posljednje riječi.
And when he died, he
only had this cross. Kad je umro, nije posjedovao ništa, samo krst, par nekih
ličnih
stvari i uspomena. Umro
je 1940.
10 godina posle njegove smrti Vladika Nikolaj je
pisao, znači, veoma dirljivi posmrtni govor, znači, ulogi.
Pitali smo osoba Maskina da li je Vladika Nikolaj služio, smo našli negdje taj podatak da je Vladika Nikolaj služio telo. Sorry, da. Vladika Nikolaj Velimirović je bio prvi koji se trudio da Srbi znaju koliki rad je uradio, da ga Srbi cijene. Svi Srbi
duguju
nešto
Sebastijanu. All he wished to his last breath was the kingdom of heaven, which I believe he has obtained by the grace of his Lord. But his people need it, his posterity needs it, Serbian people always cultivated the noble virtue of gratitude. Let them express their traditional gratitude to this remarkable Serbian, Father Sebastian Davidovic. This book said Nikolai.
Sveti Vladika Nikolaj je pisao njemu. Ovo je čovjek koji je zadužio sve Srbe, posebno Srbe i sve srpske organizacije u Americi. Da li taj čovjek treba da ostane bez spomenika ili bilo kakvog znaka počasti na američkom stu? Njemu to ne treba i on to ne želi. Jedino što je želio, njegovim zadnjim dahom bilo je carstvo Božije, koje ja vjerujem da je dobio, milošću Božijom. Ali njegov narod treba, znači treba te spomenike. Njegov nasljedstvo treba. U tim nasljedstvo misli se na sve Srbe. Srpski narod je uvijek čuvao plemenite vrline i zahvalnost prema njemu. I dozvolite im neka izraze njegovu tradicionalnu zahvalnost ovome nevjerojatnom Srbinu. Otac Sebastijan Davidović.
So now he's becoming more and more known and honored and glorified both in America and in Serbia. In 1984, Bishop Hirande of Australia was not a bishop yet, not even a priest. He went to Father Sebastian and he wanted to have this plaque made over the grave of Jesus.
1984 godine australijski episkop. Ali prije nego što je postao episkop, dao je da se napravi ova nagrobna ploča za njegov grob u Užiči.
Prvi američki pravoslavni apostol, rođen u Pasade.
And meanwhile, in Jackson, California, the first Serbian Orthodox Church established in America, they remembered him, you know, and honored him as their founder.
U Jacksonville-u, znači, postavljena je ova mermerna ploča na kojoj se on pominje kao osnivač te crkve, znači to u njemu čast. I napravili su ispred te crkve ovaj spomenik njemu. I parohijani su tražili njegovi zemlje stranci budu preneseni u Ameriku iz Žiče.
So our Bishop Maxim in the United States in Western America asked Bishop Chrysostom.
Tako da je zapadnoamerički episkop Maxim zamolio episkopa Chrysostoma.
And Bishop Chrysostom blessed the permission to the relic.
I episkop Chrysostom je dao, znači, blagoslov i odobrenje da se on prenese u Ameriku.
So in 2007, 2 years ago, the relics were brought from Jesus to America.
Tako da 2007. Prije dvije godine njegove zemlje ostaci su prenešeni iz Žiče u Ameriku.
And they were interred and replaced in the church in Jackson.
I sahranjeni ponovo u crkvi u Jackson.
This is when they were brought.
Znači ovo su ti
Metropolitan Christopher, Serbian Orthodox Church in Chicago.
Ovo je, znači, episkop Christopher iz Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Chicagu. Episkop Maksim. Episkop Irinej australijski. Ruske, znači ruske zagrebačke crkve, znači biskup, episkop. za Atletsko Kirilo, Bugarski je pravoslavne crkve, to je mitropolit Kirilo. To je znači njegov otac Damaskin, znači njegov iguman Gerasim.
There they are
placing
the relics in the church. These are some paintings of Father Sebastian. This is by this is in Lubrichanas Monastery in Libertyville.
Ovo je i njegova slika, znači u Libertyville u Chicago.
And this is icon of Father Sebastian from St. Sava, St. Sava, Serbian Orthodox Church.
Ovo je slika nastikan kao svetac u Srpske Top Stara.
And this is Archbishop Sebastian and Bishop Nardaria in Holy Resurrection Church in Chicago.
Crkva Vaskrsenja u Chicago, znači ovdje su predstavljeni arhimandrit Sebastian i episkop Pardan, je najprvi srpski episkop u Americi, predstavljeni su kao sveci u toj crkvi.
This is where his relics are now for resting.
I ovo je njegov grob u toj u crkvi.
Holy Apostle Sebastian, pray to God for us. Holy Apostle Sebastian, pray to God for us.
Peti Apostol Sebastian.
Moli Boga za nas.
This is the church in Jacksonville.
Ovo je crkva ta u Jacksonville gdje on počiva.
So as I said in the beginning of the talk, Father Sebastian is being considered as a candidate for sainthood.
Kao što je već rečeno, on je trebalo bi da uskoro bude kanonizovan. Bratoružne kanonizacije od strane Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
And so many people are already praising him.
Mnogi ljudi mu se već mole, znači pa
he was a man that was he was driven to preach the Orthodox gospel out of his love for Jesus Christ.
U životu ga vodila ta želja za propovjedanjem i ta ljubav prema Isusu.
To bring people into the Orthodox Church.
Znači da privede ljude pravoslavnoj crkvi.
And to unite them to Christ through the sacraments of the church.
I da ih osjedini sa Kristom kroz svetu crkvu.
And so we in America are the inheritors of his spiritual legacy. Tako
da su i otimatskim i ostalim pravoslavnim Srbi u Americi na neki način nasljednici, znači duhovni nasljednici.
Most of the parishes in our diocese were founded by Papa Sebastian.
S obzirom da je većina parohija u njihovoj eparhiji osnova baš od Sebastiana.
And of course, he has great significance for the whole Serbian Orthodox Church.
On također ima veliki značaj za čitavu Srpsku pravoslavnu crkvu.
Because Saint Nikolaj Velimirović said he was the greatest Serbian apostle of modern times.
Zato što je za njega vladika Nikolaj Velimirović rekao da je najveći srpski apostol modernog doba.
And of course, he is significant not just for Serbs, but for all Orthodox Christians, for the universe.
On je važan da ne samo za Srbe, već i za sve ostale pravoslavne hrišćane.
And so we hope and pray that his memory will be spread, that it will be more by more and more, and that he will soon be counted among the saints and venerated as a saint throughout the whole Orthodox Church.
Nadamo se i molimo se da će uskoro biti ubrajan u sveci i biti proslavljen kao sveti.
So that all Orthodox Christians throughout the world will raise the prayer and Holy Apostle Sebastian pray to God for us.
Tako da će svi pravoslavni ljudi u širom planete govoriti se moliti se sveti oče Sebastijane, molim Boga za nas.
Amin.
U večerašnjoj katedri, poštovani slušaoci, čuli ste predavanje jeromonaha Damaskina, sabrata manastira Platina u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama, koje je održao u četvrtak 11. juna u Crkveno-narodnom domu Svetog Vasilija Ostroškog u Nikšiću, na temu Otac Sebastijan Dabović, srpski apostol Amerike. Emisiju pripremila Senka Čolović.